It's Here and Now, and it is Halloween. Robin, mm-hmm. last night I went to go get a costume, and there was a line around the block.
What are you getting? What are you wearing?
I don't know yet. Okay. I haven't figured it out. If I can ever get into the store, I'll buy one.
Right.
But, of course, we all know the scary stories about vampires, ghosts, werewolves. Have you heard the one about the Japanese schoolgirl who lurks in the bathroom waiting to drag you to hell?
One more I have to worry about.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that one either. But Gene Demby of NPR's Code Switch team has been talking to people about ghost stories from cultures and traditions all around the world. He's here to tell us about some of them. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing well. So readers of the Code Switch blog sent you these stories. Where did you start?
So there's an intern here at NPR named Cecily Meza Martinez who gave us this idea. She's from California, so she grew up hearing a lot of scary stories that were from Mexico, like the one about El Cucuy, or El Cuco, depending on who you ask, which is sort of this boogeyman figure. So here's what Cecily told us about how her grandmother used El Cucuy to keep her and her little brother in line.
She never described what it was, but it was left to my interpretation, and I thought of this, like, little creature that had these, like, yellow, ugly eyes and these long fingernails that would just come and grab you and just, like, scratch you and teach you a lesson, like, don't disturb me and don't come over here and you need to listen to your grandmother.
So, yeah, Cecily says to this day she doesn't like going to certain parts of her grandmother's house because it makes her nervous.
Well, and it's interesting to hear her say that she's having to fill in the blanks of what this monster looks like on her own, that this is all left up to the kid's imagination.
Yeah, we've heard a few different versions of this story from people from different parts of Latin America. People said that, you know, El Cucuy might live under your bed. It might grab your feet if your feet are dangling over the edge of the bed. Someone else's version, El Cucuy, lived in a dark corner of their grandmother's apartment. And any kid could be threatened at any time just by having a grown-up say, you know, better watch out, El Cucuy's going to get you.
So from El Cucuy, let's go to La Llorona. This is another scary story from Latin America.
Yeah, La Llorona is the wailing or crying woman. And that's the story we probably heard the most when we called out for scary stories. This story is pretty popular throughout Mexico and Latin America, and especially in the southwestern United States. Terry Martinez grew up near the Texas-Mexico border, and this is what she told us about that story.
The story of La Llorona is about a woman who drowns her children in a body of water, usually where I'm from, it's the Rio Grande, instantly regrets it, so she kills herself as well. So she comes back from the dead, and as her punishment, she's doomed to walk the earth and just to mourn her children forever.
So Terry Martinez says that people who claim that they've seen La Llorona say she looks like someone who just came out of the water, she's soaked, and they can hear her wail, "Ay mis hijos," or "Oh my children," so pardon my accent there. She's actually did a little research on the myth of La Llorona. She said that there's a similar story that goes all the way back to the Aztec Empire. There's an old tale of a woman who wailed after watching her children being killed. That part of that story may have grafted onto the La Llorona legend that we hear today.
Well, it wasn't just Latin America that you were hearing stories from. Let's talk about a ghost story from a different part of the world, India.
Sure. A Code Switch reader named Niraj Kumar from Pennsylvania told us this story about Vikram and Betal. So Vikram was this legendary Hindu king, and he had to sort of face off this vampire-like spirit.
It was like a man. He was extremely pale. He had really long white hair, and there was always blood all over his mouth. So I think that was sort of the main vampirishness of him. And he was also very, like, corpse-like, but he's not actually, I think, dead or alive. So I think that's the main vampire part, less like actually physically drinking blood, but sort of suspended in between life and death.
So Niraj went on to say that Betal plays this riddle game with the king, and if the king fails to answer his riddles correctly, his head will explode.
So like a quiz show with death.
Yeah, it's pretty graphic. Niraj said that a lot of Hindu stories tend to have a moral to them, even the horror stories. The king eventually gets all the answers right, and he learns a lesson from this vampire-like spirit about trust.
Okay, so that's what India can do to scare us. What about Japan?
Okay, so this is probably the scariest story that I heard. A woman named Jessica, who grew up in Japan, tweeted at us about the story of Hanako-san. It sounded like a Japanese version of Bloody Mary. And I'll just read you her tweets. She said, "In Japan, we're scared of the third stall on the third floor of school bathrooms where the ghost of a little girl named Hanako lives. You have to knock three times and call her name, and when you open the stall door, a little girl in a red skirt will be there. Depending on which part of Japan you live in, she may have a bloody hand and grab you or be a lizard that devours you. Hanako may have been a girl who died at school during World War II and was looking for more friends to keep her company. So that one was personally creeping me out the most just because kids are really effective monsters in these kinds of stories. So a little girl who lives in the bathroom and drags you to hell is pretty unsettling. But it just like Bloody Mary, there's the ritual of summoning Hanako-san, playing on people's primal fears of being in a dark place in a tight, close space.
And there's some history there, too.
Yeah, as far as anyone can tell, that story originates in the World War II era. The most popular origin story for this myth is Hanako-san was in a bathroom when a bomb was dropped on that school building, and it collapsed on top of a schoolgirl. And it's like a lot of scary stories in that they're born out of real catastrophes, like epidemics or famines or wars. And it's a way of thinking or explaining a really tragic event or trauma that seems too horrible to be true, but in a lot of places actually is.
Gene Demby with NPR's Code Switch team and some scary stories for Halloween. Gene, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy, and boo.
And we'll link you to some more scary stories from Gene at hereandnow.org.
He left out the one about the lovers on Lover's Lane, and they get scared, and they roll up the window real fast and leave, and they get home, and there's a hand caught in the window. Is that one of yours? Let us know.